Hey guys, welcome back to another week of Autastic, your comedian's guide to autism. I'm one of your hosts, Kirk Smith, and here's always my co-host.
I'm Graham Kay. Hope you're doing well, everybody. How are you doing, Kirk?
Good, I'm doing good. You're in our nation's first capital, if I remember right. Is that right?
Is that correct. Philadelphia. It's your nation, not mine.
That's a good point.
it's my new nation.
It's your adopted nation.
My adopted nation, first capital, Philadelphia. The city of brotherly love. It's got a lot of headbutts for the city of brotherly love. But
yeah, there is a lot of headbutting out of Philadelphia.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, it's fun. I'm here at the Helium Comedy Club. It's a great comedy club with my buddy Alex Pavone, friend of the show. Good Canadian boy.
Go ahead. Alex have a sports podcast together, right? What's the name of that podcast again?
It is called the Friends in Sports Podcast, guys.
That's right.
The Friends in Sports. Right. You can follow us at VFS Pod if you like sports. It's fun. Do a weekly rundown. We have funny comedians on, guests. They talk about their favorite sports memories. You know, we have fun. But that's it. I'm in Philadelphia. I'm a little hungover. But I love waking up and talking autism after a hangover.
Guys, if we didn't make this clear, this is Comedian's Guide to Autism. We are two comedians who have loved ones who have autism. We are not scientists.
No.
We are not
barely
experts.
A man.
I think together we are a complete man. You take Graham's stunning good looks and my hairline, and together we're a complete person.
I think you're a pretty good looking guy. There was reports from when you went to the Miracle Project that some ladies in the office thought you were a handsome man.
I think they'd been drinking, but that happened. That's good. I'm glad they enjoyed a little beverage.
Everyone was so surprised. They thought you were so much older. The way you talk and how you're defeated by life. Everyone who listens to the podcast thinks that you're I don't know.
Well,
you look like George Costanza or something.
On the inside, I'm definitely a grizzled old man.
Yes, you are. But you deserve it. You earned it. You've been through a lot, and you are persevering, and I'm proud of you, buddy. I am.
It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. It's going to be. It's going to work out, or it's not. Who cares? It's going to be great.
Well, we care if it's going to work out for your son, your 19-year-old son, who is a nonverbal person who has autism. You just got off the phone with him, didn't you?
Yeah, we do a daily call. He's missed the last couple of days because he's in summer school, so his schedule's all screwed up. And in Sweden, it's light until it's light all night because he lives up north of Stockholm, about 4 hours, and so the sun really never it sets, but it's always like kind of like twilight around this time, which is really wacky.
Yeah.
So so you can do a lot of activities at 9, 10 at night. You can go hang out at the lake or. So my son loves the water, like a lot of people with autism.
Yeah.
So I'm putting together a little vacation for him and myself. This summer, we're going to take a little cruise over to Tallinn. I don't know if I'm saying this right. I think I am. It's the capital of Estonia.
And, I'm sure you're not.
So it's I'm pumped. Two L's, two N's. Tallinn. Tallinn? Tallinn? Anyway, it sounds like a Lord of the Rings territory, but...
I think they shot some Lord of the Rings there.
I'm not surprised.
I think they did, but
surprised.
Yeah, that's great. And you were saying off the air that it's a difficult process organizing this because a lot of cooks in the kitchen or what?
Well, yeah. So, you know, I'm his father, so like, you know, a lot of times they'll defer to me and be like, well, you're his dad, so whatever you want to do, and it's just very kind. But at the same time, there's a lot of people involved in his day-to-day who I want to involve and make sure everybody's kind of on board. For example, one of the ideas of taking him on his vacation is to get his apartment refitted. So it's like it needs the floors done because he's ripped up all the linoleum and he keeps tearing out the drywall.
Sure.
So... obviously, the best time to do that is when he's not in the room. So,
right.
So we've been talking about that for a little while, scheduling that retrofit of his place. But I just want to make it like there's a bit of a language barrier, so I should make it 100% clear. Like, this is the week you know, he's gone this week. Don't, you know, can you do it another week? No, I cannot. I've already bought my airplane tickets. This is the week I have. So I will be there at the end of July. Please plan accordingly. So it's good. And then also just like logistics, like his passport is there. Yeah, all those sorts of things. And so I'm pumped. I'm pumped. You know, I've been talking to him. I told him about it again today. Mm-hmm. I'm like, we're going to take a trip. We're going in the boat. We're going to see the water. 2 years ago, we went to Christmas with my sister in Germany. All four of us drove down to his mom, too. Wow. Drove down there. And he enjoyed the ferry rides between Sweden and Denmark the most, it seemed like. It seemed like that was the highlight of... He liked the ferry rides there and back. I think there's four of them, I want to say. Because, you know, you sit out on the deck and you kind of look out. And, yeah.
There's all sorts of stimulus, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's kind of quiet, like... not quiet, but it's like you get that sea breeze. And so it's a 14-hour ride, I want to say, each way to Tallinn. It's like a slow-moving ferry. And, yeah, you get like a room and stuff. I think he's going to like it. I think he's like, I imagine him sitting with his headphones and his little videos. And,
I'm excited.
They have Wi-Fi, and he'll just sit out and soak in the air breeze.
That's great. That's really great, Kirk, good for you, man. And do you think he understood, like, when you explained it to him that that's what's going to happen?
I don't know, but I hope that, you know, we always do this where you explain it, and then we do it, and then I'm hoping maybe even if it's in hindsight, he's like, oh, okay, that's what these yahoos were talking about.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
You know, we're on the boat, and then I tell him, hey, we're on the boat. Remember, we talked about this. We're on the water. And he's like, oh, yeah, we did talk about this. So it's, my only thing is I wish... You know, everything costs money, and so I wish we could do it a little longer, but I don't want to do it too long, and then he, like, I you know how this works. I'm afraid he's going to hate it, and then we're on a boat for 5 days, and so, yeah. I think it's going to be
gonna
just
hate
the
it.
Right amount, so.
Yeah, if he loved it the first time, he's going to love it again, so.
Yeah, he just likes the water. We've taken him sailing a few times, too. He really just likes the water. So.
And I think you need a break, too. I think it'll be good for you to get out of town, you know, not do comedy, not worry about the biz, you know?
Yeah, it's not usually a break when you wipe his bottom, but it's going to be good. I'm excited to see him.
But, you know, I know you enjoy being a dad, you know?
I do.
And I think it's also, it's sort of good for you. You recharge on your dad energy. For our new listeners, Kirk's son lives in Sweden. Because his mother was half Swedish, and he's got a very good program, very good living facility in Sweden that he's comfortable at.
Something that would have cost me probably $10,000 a month out here that I don't have right now. Someday I'll have it, and we'll make a decision then. But this year I do not have that. So
no. But you certainly don't. No, I'm kidding. But you're doing
That's
well, man.
For Graham's been to my place.
No, you're thanks, doing good. You just had a good weekend at the Oxnard Improv, didn't you?
Yeah, I was at the Oxnard Improv. It was great. I'm in town a few days. I think I'm at the Ice House the next few days. You can catch me. And then, I'm off to Ecuador. I do some charity work every year in Ecuador. We go build houses for people, and I'm pumped. Come back ripped.
You always do come back. You come back tanned. You come back only speaking Spanish.
Cinder block work where you're lifting those cinder blocks, that'll get you in shape.
Yeah. You come. Yeah, that also recharges you. I feel like helping people. I remember you were having a tough go about this time last year for understandable reasons. That we won't get into, and you're like, I need to go help people, and you know, and I think you came back a little refreshed. I remember.
Yeah, it puts me in a good place. Me in a good place. Yeah,
that's awesome. I'm proud of you, buddy. That's great.
Yeah, we go build houses, and then the really nice ones we ship back to the States. No, I'm just joking. no, we just go build houses, and it's fun. It's fun. That's it's good great. To go home. I get some good coffee. I bring back my annual stock of Ecuadorian coffee because I'm a crazy person, has a very specific taste.
Mm-hmm.
And how's it going with Pete this week? What's your weekend review looking like?
Oh, Pete's pretty good. I hadn't talked to him in a long time, and he wasn't calling me. I don't know why. He usually calls me all the time, And I realized I hadn't talked to him in a long time. And so I called him up. And he was like, oh, Graham, hi. And, you know, we chit-chat. And then I start talking about, as soon as I started talking about his weight again and if he's falling, if he's working out. Because he was like, I'm going to work out every day. And turns out he's like everybody else. And he's not working out every day. He hasn't.
Busy.
He worked out like once a week. And, you know, he's not losing the weight. He's just doing okay. He's below 240, which is good for
him.
That's
good.
Yeah. But, you know, he's enjoying his new job, trucking along. He is taking our advice, my parents' advice and my advice about trying to get out there more and not be such a hermit. He wasn't calling in every week. The Live Work Play Special Needs Network has a get-together, and you just have to call in, and then they tell you where they're going to meet. And it's usually at a restaurant, and they go see a movie or something, and he wasn't doing that, and now he's doing that. So that's good. He did that, I think, last night. So he had a good time. They went for dinner. And he had, you know, good time with his pals.
Great.
There's no real, you know, other than that, he was disappointed that I'm not going to come to the family reunion. I could hear it in his voice. You know, he really enjoys that. But he doesn't, I'll be like, I'm really sorry, Peter. I can't make it. He goes, that's okay, Graham. You got to do what you got to do. You know, which is I really appreciate, actually.
That's nice.
Yeah, he understands that I'm out here doing my thing. Which I really appreciate. I'm lucky. My family lets me do my thing. And there's been, you know, I've got a lot of, you probably do too, have a lot of comedy friends. And especially if you're first generation, you know, your parents moved here for a better life and then their kid becomes a comedian, you know, it's tough.
Whose bit is my buddy, James Ponce, has a bit about my parents came from Mexico to pick fruit. So I could go to the gym and lift dumbbells that are shaped like the buckets of fruit they used to pick. He does this long bit about him them not understanding his life. It's like, well, you pay to go there and you could just go to the fields. They'll pay you by the pound. It's a long thing.
They have a point.
That's a good
They're
point,
They're not
man. Wrong. It's a good point.
It is bizarre when you think about it. But, yeah, should we do in the news?
Let's do in the news. We got a couple of good articles, and I'm excited about this one. This one is in the is a new show on NPR, National Public Radio, called After Effect, where the podcast explains the preference that many self-advocates have in choosing their STEM stories, basically. And it highlights... Arnaldo Rios Soto, who...
What's a STEM story? Can you define that?
STEM, so a lot of people with autism, STEM, like self-stimulate, like that's the flapping hands or the, or the, you know, they'll hold a little truck in their hands and flip it back and forth, front to back, front to back, front to back, front to back, really fast. Like JJ's got his little things where he likes to spin the cord on headphones. He likes to... He'll do some arm flapping. But the reason this one jumped out at me, this was the guy who, in 1996, he was his STEM object is this little toy truck. It's a silver toy truck that he calls Celulares Telefónicas, which is a Puerto Rican phone company. And so he named the truck after the logo on the truck. These little toy trucks, kind of like the Hess trucks they have on the East Coast. I don't know if you remember those guys, but so he carries this around. Well. 2006, there's a misunderstanding that cops get called, and he gets, this is the kid who, he gets told to sit down and then to lie down, and he's with his caregiver, and the caregiver is black, and the cops shoot the caregiver. We've covered this before.
We have,
and, yeah. And the cops said that he wouldn't follow the instructions. Well, his advocates say, yeah, he doesn't understand. So, and he was holding a toy truck that was silver, but definitely not a gun. And so, classic misunderstanding that is terrifying as a
Absolutely
father with
terrifying.
Someone with autism, where it's like somebody can get shot holding a toy because they don't follow instructions. Well, it's like, well, he doesn't follow instructions a lot of the time. And so it talks about, it's a very interesting article because it talks about the it's a different point of view about stimming. And I'm curious what you guys think. I'll read a couple paragraphs here, and then we'll love to hear from you about this.
Mm-hmm. Take it away, Arnoldo, Kirk. A lot of these names are going to be in Spanish names, derived names, so you should be okay.
Yeah, I'll do. This will be the 1 week where I won't butcher anybody's poor Polish guy's name. Here we go. in Hernando Rio Soto's North Miami neighborhood, neighbors knew that the now 28-year-old man was always with toy trucks. His favorite one was a shiny toy tanker. He nicknamed by its logo Celulares Telefónicas, a Puerto Rican phone company. He took it everywhere with him, on walks to the park and to the corner store. He twisted around and around his fingers, sometimes rubbing the smooth surface on his cheek. But in July 18, 2016, North Miami police officers mistook Orlando's toy for a gun, and the consequences of that misinterpretation played out over 8 episodes of the NYC studio podcast, The After Effect. Through this reporting, we also talked to the autistic adults about how they felt misjudged for carrying toys like Armando's truck. Stim toys are objects that people on the spectrum, for everyone else, can use to make soothing, repetitive motions, and when you feel overwhelmed with sensory input, as a lot of autistic people often feel, stim toys can help settle all the noise by giving you one specific thing to hone in on. Recently, more and more self-advocates have been reclaiming the notion of stim toys, not of markers of childness, but as a highly evolved coping mechanism. At WNYC, we invited autistic New Yorkers from all over the spectrum to portrait sessions with their favorite stim toys and other objects, and we talked with these people about how they wanted to be perceived.
Those are some good pictures. You should check it out. What's the name of the what's the name of the article so people can check it out?
The name of the article, and you know what, I'm going to post it right now on our website, is nyp.org/selections-health-shots. Not our website, on our Facebook. Which reminds me, we have a lot of letters, guys. We have a lot of letters that we should get to eventually. That would be good. You told me that this week somebody came up to you at a show and was like, "Yeah, you read our letter on the air."
Yeah. I did a comedy show, just a random bar show in Brooklyn, and we had a listener be like, "Hey, big fan of your comedy. Can I follow you on Instagram?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm Instagram kid." She's like, "Cool." Didn't think anything of it. Then she messaged me and was like, "Hey, I didn't realize you're Graham from Autastic.
Famous Graham K."
Yeah.
She changed his social media.
Yeah, I know. I was like, "What?" Okay. And then she goes, "But you read one of my letters on air."
That's great.
You Kirked it, which is fantastic.
That's great.
Yeah. It's so funny when it, like, you're like, "Oh, you know, this is where, you know, people, we know people are listening because of the numbers," but it's funny when it happens.
Yeah, tens of thousands of people listen. It's weird, though, when somebody comes up to you like, "I listen." Oh,
yeah.
I know a lot about you.
You're not a number.
I like this article. I just posted it. And the reason I like it is it really humanizes the experience. There's this cute, really cute set of twins. There's Mabelén González, who's 30. So, like, there's people who look, like, similar to my son that I'm like, "Oh, yep, I see that." And there's people that do not at all, which is kind of cool to see, like, a very distinct, you know, there's some women, there's some, you know, different races. There's a lot of different people here. It's really cool and humanizing. I really like it.
Maybe this is a good time for us to say you can go to patreon.com/autastic. To donate to our podcast. There's different donation options. You can donate $1 per episode or $5 per episode or pretty much whatever you want. You can put in there. And we do send you stuff if you donate $5. And we do appreciate it. You know, we could help.
Now, if you're donating $5, if you're donating $5 and you like the care package, just hit me up on Insta or Facebook and just remind me, because I have a few people that that have already gotten them more than once, and that was a mistake. And so, yeah, if you haven't got yours, just reach out and remind me. "Hey, Kirk, I need my care package."
Classic.
We've sent him as far as
just
Australia.
Sending Rice Krispies and ketchup to people and headphones all over the world and your book.
Yeah. I'm not that bright, guys. No. I'm not that bright.
But we're doing okay. We're trying, buddy.
Yeah, we're doing fine.
Yeah. That's awesome. Okay. Should we do the second article?
Yeah, this is a good one, too. I'm going to post this on Facebook, too. I like this one because it highlights something we've talked about before. It's in the New York Times, and the title is In Baby Teeth, Links Between Chemical Exposure in Pregnancy and Autism. The recorded teeth may show associations with autism, but does not mean the mother did something to cause the conditions. If you're a parent worrying through pregnancy or maybe trying to get a sense of your child's neurodevelopmental problems, you aren't always glad to see another story about a new study looking at the possible environmental risk factors from pesticides in foods to things in plastic to pollutants in the air. So many different exposures have been linked to problems in the developmentally and the developing fetal brain that parents can sometimes feel both bewildered and inevitably at fault for failing to have taken all the necessary precautions. This is something that we and Lorena really struggled with and really had a lot of guilt about. And so this is important to listen to the next sentence. That's a great pity because the accumulating research is of tremendous value, particularly to families struggling with the diagnosis. But there's an unfortunate tendency to treat each new study as a single explanatory solution to what is in fact a tremendously complicated and multifactorial issue. Autism is a, quote, very diverse condition, and not all kids with autism are alike, which we've talked about a lot, says Dr. Leonardo Trasande, the chief division of environmental pediatrics and associate professor of pediatrics and environmental medicine at the New York School of Medicine. There's a lot of shady gray areas and a lot of differential dysfunction probably related to the different parts of the brain. Basically, it talks about the implication is to read the studies, listen to what they have to say, but then don't beat yourself up, especially for stuff that hasn't been decided yet.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
Yes. Especially if something happened, even if it's environmental and you didn't know, it's still not your fault.
Yeah, exactly. Well, guys, that's another episode of Autastic. Guys, thank you so much for listening. You can follow us on Facebook, and you can write us if you have any letters you want to send us. You can email us at autasticpodcast@gmail.com. We have a Facebook page, Autastic Podcast. And you could follow me personally, my comedy stuff. It's less autistic based, but it's Insta Graham K on Instagram and Mr. Graham K on Twitter. And as always, you can go check out show times where I'm going to be. I go all over North America, and I perform a lot in New York. So if you're visiting New York or you live in the New York area, come see me. I post all my show times at comedybythegraham.com.
Yeah, I did want to say a shout out. We got a few. She asked me to protect the anonymity of the person, but shots of kids with little teeth. We covered that episode about a month ago, and so we've had ongoing people sending in different personal diagnoses about it. Yeah, specifically from the Midwest. I don't think she wants me to shout out her Instagram. Let me look through the
mail. Don't do
I'm
it.
Gonna, I'm going to not do it.
Yeah.
But we read all those, and we appreciate them. And I think we'll do a letters episode next week. If you have something you want to talk about or discuss
mailbag.
With us.
Mailbag episode.
We can do that next week. Yeah, we can do that next week.
We haven't done that in a while.
It's been a while. Guys, I'm at Kirksmith Comedy at Instagram, on Facebook, and what's the last one? Twitter. Take a second to follow me. I'd really appreciate it. This week I'm in Los Angeles for a few days, and then I will be in Ecuador. There'll be a couple chances to see me down there. Then I'll be in Halifax.
Ooh, at, I was just there.
The Yuck Yucks. Yeah, how'd you leave that hotel room? Is it really bad? Is it okay? What's the state of that Wilton? Is it a Westin? Wilton? What is it? What is that place?
Hilton.
Hilton.
I think it's a Westin. It's a Westin. It's good.
I'll be there for the weekend. Hit me up for tickets for that. And then I'll be in Edinburgh all summer. If you know somebody in Edinburgh, somebody connected to the festival, send them my way. I'll be doing two shows a day all month. I will be exhausted, but it's gonna be a lot of fun. Guys, we couldn't do this podcast without you. We love you. Have a great week. You can do it.
You can.